Joining us live from Tripoli is the New York Times' David Kirkpatrick. David, I wanted to ask you about the story that became so talked about over the weekend, a woman named Iman Al-Obeidi, who burst into the hotel where you're staying and told the international press there that she had been detained and then raped by government troops. Here's the sound of her as she was being dragged from the hotel.
Look at what happens. Gaddafi's militia men kidnap women at gunpoint and rape them. They rape them. I don't know where they're taking me.
David, do we know, have more information either about her or whether or not she's been released?
We have more information. None of it is encouraging if you care about her fate. The initial reaction from the government spokesperson was, Musa Ibrahim, after she was pulled out of the hotel was, well, she smells like she's been drinking. We'll find out whether she's making all this up or she's crazy. Later that day, he said, all right, she's sane, she's sober, she's in good health. She has a criminal complaint against these individuals, not a political complaint, and our detectives are investigating. Last night, we heard a third iteration of the government's characterization of her, and it was a character assassination. They suggested, without any confirmation or evidence to my mind, that she was a prostitute with a record as a prostitute and a thief. They had previously said that she would be offered a chance to meet with us again, something we've all pressed for as hard as we can, and they're still saying they're going to offer her that chance, but I frankly don't think it's going to happen, and I'm not sure we'll ever hear from her again.
Well, as we understand, this is the government trying to put a lid on this story, turning it into a criminal complaint or instead of a political one, as you say. But from what we understand, the story of this woman and her entrance into the hotel where you are has actually kind of captivated Tripoli. This is something that everybody there is talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about it, but, you know, it's a complicated prism. On the one hand, there are people who like Gaddafi and those who hate Gaddafi. And the people who don't like Gaddafi are inclined to give credit to her story and say, look, this is the kind of pressure we're living under here. Look at the way they treated her after she was detained arbitrarily at that checkpoint. Look at the way they treated her when she tried to tell the truth in the hotel. But against that, you've got a sort of another access here. This is also a very traditional society where women who have been the victims of sexual crimes don't talk about it publicly. So there are some people, even some who may not love the Gaddafi regime, who can't believe that she would come forward in that way and tell her story. So the way this episode is perceived by Libyans is a complicated question.
We're speaking with David Kirkpatrick of the New York Times. He is in Tripoli right now. And David, to what extent does everyone have a clear idea of what's happening outside of Tripoli on the battlefield? We're getting reports that the rebels either do have control of Sirte, which is Gaddafi's hometown and power base, that they don't, that they're on their way to Tripoli, that they're still days away. What reports are you hearing there?
We get pretty good reports because we have a variety of colleagues, some of them now in Sirte on a government-sponsored trip. The rebels do not have Sirte. That is disinformation. The rebels are near Sirte. That is true. The Allied Air Forces have finished long ago the job of establishing a no-fly zone, and they are actively attacking Gaddafi ground forces. That is also true. And what will happen in Sirte, we don't know. The rebels, in my view, based on my conversation with them, are banking on some kind of an uprising within Sirte. Sirte is a kind of tribal stronghold for Gaddafi and his family. The rebels are hoping that some houses or clans within the Gaddafi tribe turn against Gaddafi, and I think that is their best bet for taking Sirte, and then after that, that's really the whole ball of wax.
That's a New York Times reporter, David Kirkpatrick, speaking to us from Tripoli in Libya. Thank you so much, David.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.